In this bulletin, Australia falls further behind on closing the gap targets, minimal tsunami impact following major Russian quake, and in cycling, Kimberly Lupinenar wins stage 5 of the Tour de France Femme. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. A new report reveals Australia is on track to meet only 4 of 19 national targets to close the gap between outcomes for Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. The latest Productivity Commission report presents another year of data with 16 additional supporting indicators reported for the first time. There are 4 targets on track to be met by 2031, including preschool program enrollments and employment, and 6 targets are improving but will still fall short. These include life expectancy, healthy birth weights, year 12 or equivalent qualifications, and appropriately sized housing. The target of youth justice has shown no change from the baseline, and 4 targets, including adult imprisonment, suicide, and children in out-of-home care, are actively worsening. Productivity Commissioner Selwyn Button says over-incarceration remains a key concern, especially for those held without a sentence.
We know that a large majority of adults in prison are in prison unsentenced. And that's a similar story for Average Torres Strait Islander children who are in youth detention. They're in there unsentenced.
International and local criminals are suspected of working together to firebomb a synagogue as police arrest one of 3 men they allege carried out the arson attack. A 21-year-old Werribee man, who's known to police, was arrested in Melbourne's west as multiple search warrants were carried out around the city on Wednesday. 2 buildings of the Addas Israel Synagogue in Melbourne's southeast were destroyed in December of 2024, with the fire attack forcing 2 congregants inside to flee for their lives. The man is yet to be charged, but Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says no offence is off the table, and she expects more people to be arrested in the future. She says police believe there was involvement by foreign actors in planning the attack.
Our investigation is not limited to Australia. It involves exploring criminals offshore. And we suspect these criminals worked with criminal associates in Victoria to carry out the arson attack.
A powerful magnitude 8.8 earthquake off Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula that triggered tsunami warnings as far as French Polynesia and Chile has seemingly passed without causing major devastation. The shallow quake damaged buildings and injured several people and was followed by an eruption from the region's most active volcano, Kluchevskoye. Evacuation orders were issued along Japan's eastern coast, still haunted by the 2011 tsunami, and in parts of Hawaii. By evening, most warnings in Japan, Hawaii, and Russia had been downgraded, as well as in the United States, as Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem explains.
We're in really good shape right now. We have downgraded the tsunami threat that was established for Hawaii and some of the regions impacting Alaska as well, but we still have a warning out and an alert for the West Coast. But we anticipate it'll be minimal impact.
However, authorities in French Polynesia are urging residents of the remote Marquesas Islands to move to higher ground, warning of waves of up to 2.5 meters high. Israeli strikes and gunfire in Gaza have killed at least 46 Palestinians, most of them reportedly among crowds searching for food, according to local hospitals. More than 30 people were killed reportedly while seeking aid, with dozens more wounded. The Israeli military has not commented on the latest attacks, but maintains it targets only militants and blames Hamas for civilian casualties, citing its operations in densely populated areas. The deaths come as the United Kingdom threatens to recognize a Palestinian state in September unless Israel agrees to conditions after France said it would do so without imposing any conditions. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy had this to say.
The decision that we have taken today puts us on a pathway towards recognition. And over the next 8 weeks, what we are attempting to do is affect the situation on the ground. We have seen the most horrific scenes. The global community is deeply offended by children being shot and killed as they reach out for aid. The time has come for a ceasefire.
Israel's foreign ministry has rejected the British statement. To sport and in cycling, Kimberly Le-Pienaar has won the fifth stage of the Tour de France Femme, making the Mauritian rider the first African to claim a stage in the Tour's history. The 29-year-old reclaimed the yellow jersey after the grueling 165.8-kilometer day, the longest of the event so far. Multiple riders crashed, some leaving the race altogether. Le-Pienaar shared her delight at reclaiming the yellow leader's jersey and the traditional stuffed toy line gifted to every stage winner.
Yeah, amazing. We had the plan to try and take it back today. The team rode amazingly. The plan was to just take the bony sprints and then if it finishes in a small group, try and take the victory, stage victory, and it worked out really well. I don't think it would have been possible without the teamwork, without Sarah at the end. It really was amazing. And now we have a second Simba, so super happy.
Demi Vollering is sitting in third place overall, while Pauline Ferrand-Prévot is in second, sitting 18 seconds behind Le Court in the general classification. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.